podcast family. Welcome to Mind of Christ International Church, affectionately known as MOCI Inspirational Podcast. We are located in Alabaster, Alabama. I am Senior Pastor Derek Morissette, serving alongside my fabulous wife, Executive Pastor Trish Morissette. At Mind of Christ, we believe in changing minds, changing lives, and changing destinies. We pray this podcast motivates, inspires, and takes your life to a whole new level in the things of God. So today we start a series titled, God is not finished yet.
Amen.
God is not finished yet. If I was a Baptist preacher, I would tell you to tell your neighbor, that God is not finished yet. So let do me a favor. Just do me a favor anyway. I need you to tell your neighbor that God is not finished yet.
God is not finished yet.
I need y'all over here in the corner. Tell your neighbor. Say, God is not finished yet.
God is not finished yet.
Amen. Hey, so listen. I say that simply because of this. This is the 12th month of the year. And some of us have already tapped out. I know that without you even looking at me or raising your hand, some of us in here have already said it. Man, I'll be glad when 2024 comes. Because 2023 has not been nice unto me. Well, I'm going to tell you this. It doesn't take God a long time to do anything. Matter of fact, in the book of Peter, it says that a day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years like a day. So it don't take him a long time to do anything. It does not take him a long time to do anything. I'm telling you, I'm going to talk directly to somebody who has already tapped out. I'm going to tell you this. I need you to get back in the game. Because God still has a whole month of amazing, supernatural, miraculous things that he can do. It doesn't take him a long time to do anything. So I need you to get back in the game. Come on, say something. Come put me back in the game. Because God has some amazing things that he is yet wanting to do in this year. Y'all know how it is, even at the beginning of the year, it's so cliche sometimes how we'll say at the beginning of the year, like Happy New Year. Happy New Year means Happy New Year. So all 365 days of the year, we should be running around here saying Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Not just when the newness wears off. Not when January 2nd comes, we stop saying it. But God desires for you to be prosperous. God desires for you to have an amazing, happy new year, all 365 days of the year. So I'm going to say this one more time. I need you to get back in the game. Get back in the game. Because God still is making some power moves in this season. Amen. Amen. So God is not finished yet. I want to take you to 1 Samuel chapter number 30, verse number 1 through 9. Hold your finger right there. Then I'm going to read verses 18 and 19 as well. My wife loves talking about David. David is one of my favorite characters in the Bible. I like talking about that young fella too. He did some amazing things at a young age. So if you're young, it does not matter. Moses was 80 when he started out on his assignment. So you're never too old to do what God has called you to do. Right. That was a king in the Bible. He started being king when he was 7 years old. So you are never too young to do what God has called you to do as well. David was a young teenager when he was trained on how to fight lions, tigers, and bears. God trained him in the backyard of a pasture. So when the time came that he can stand in front of giants. I'm telling you, if you're in a season right now where you feel like you're on the backside in the pasture land where nobody's seeing you, nobody's calling your name, they don't have your name up in life, God is preparing you in that place. So when you meet up with the promise, so when you meet up with the giant, you're going to be able to slay that giant. You're going to be able to look that giant in his face and say, I don't have a sword, but I'm going to cut your head off. Yeah, that's what we gotta tell those giants. I don't have a sword, but I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna cut your head off, and I'm gonna feed your bones to the carcass and to the birds and all these things. Yeah. That's what you gotta tell the giant. You gotta tell that giant that has been taunting you for those 40 days and 40 nights, morning and evening, I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna cut your head off, and I don't even have a sword. You gotta prophesy to your destiny. You gotta prophesy to your new beginning. You gotta prophesy to those things that are not yet as though they are. You gotta speak to those things. Because God says, speak to the mountain. You gotta speak to your giant. You gotta speak to the things that's been hindering you. You gotta speak to the thing that's been holding you up. You gotta speak to the thing that has been in your way. You gotta speak to it. And you gotta tell it. You're getting out of my way. You gotta tell that thing that on this day is the last day that you will come against me as a child of God. This is the last day. Somebody said, this is the last day. I need you to come on, talk back to me. I need you to tell that thing, this is the last day that I will allow you to stay in front of me, because that's what was happening. The army of Israel, they allowed Goliath to stand in front of them. David knew the authority that he was walking in. He knew that all heaven was backing him up. Knew that he was in covenant with a covenantal God that was not going to let him go into any situation or any battle, and God was not backing him up. Now, that's the confidence that you can have in God, knowing that anything that you encounter or any assignment that you go on, that God is backing you up. He is backing you up. God is not a half-hearted God. He doesn't do things halfway. God is never going to give you an assignment without the resources and everything that you need to be prosperous in it. He's not that type of God. God will give you an assignment, almost look like an impossible assignment. He says, now I need you to walk this thing out. God often gives us assignment and we don't have everything that we have to pull it off. God often gives us assignment. We don't have the resources. We don't have the people. We don't have everything we need to do it. But that's where faith comes in. Faith is the thing that's going to bring everything to you that you need to complete the assignment that God has on your life. I'm talking about some power moves. I'm talking about some things where it seems like you don't know a way that you need to apply. God is not finished yet. If you're in a position, in a space now where you don't have everything that you need to carry out the assignment, no need to worry. All you have to do is say, God is not finished yet. You may be in a place where God told you you was going to be at point B, point A right now, and you're at point B, and you simply have to tell yourself, God is not finished yet. You may be in a place where God told you your name was going to be in life. So you may be like David, still on the backside in the pasture, tending to them little sheep. And you still have to tell yourself, God is not finished yet. God may have told you was going to do great things in ministry, and you may be sweeping the floors right now. I've been there, and I did it faithfully. I was whistling while I was sweeping the floors, and that's what you got to do as well. And you got to tell yourself, God is not finished yet. God may have told you your marriage was going to be one that people was going to look at, and it was going to be a magnet for even singles, whatever. It's going to draw people and say, man, I want to be married because of what their marriage looked like. And your marriage may be a mess right now. You got to say, God is not finished yet. God may have told you to start that business, and you may not have a dime to your name.
Come on now.
And I'm going to let y'all finish this for me. What do you got to do?
God is not finished yet.
Y'all got it. Some of us are in places even right now. It's the 12th month of the year. And we look back and we're saying things like, man, this didn't go as planned. How many of you know that God is not finished yet? Isaiah reminds us of this. He says that God's ways are not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. As far as the heaven is above the earth, that's how much higher his ways are than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Mm. He goes on to say, and as the rain falls from the sky and gives seed to the soil, makes the flowers bud. He said his word is the same way. It's not going to return unto him void, but it's going to accomplish what he sent it out to do. God doesn't allow floods and rains to come into your life for anything. Rains give flower the things that they need to grow. So when you feel like you're in a storm in your life, or it seems like it's raining in your life and things are not going right, God is simply fertilizing something in your life. God is not a wasteful God. God doesn't do things just because. God allows things to happen because. Not just because, but because. He allows it to happen. Not just because, but because. Because he's doing something. He's doing something that we oftentimes cannot see. Oftentimes, we cannot see. He says in his word that he has great and wonderful things for us that we know not of. He comes back and backs it up with things like this. He says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the wonderful things that God has for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. I don't know about you. As I look around, every seat in here, every person in here that feels a seat in here, you was created for a purpose and on purpose. You was created on purpose and for a purpose. And if you was created on purpose and for a purpose, then God has some amazing things for you that eyes have not seen, nor ears have not heard. Eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard. The wonderful things that God has for you. He has some wonderful things for you. Let me get to this. Y'all got me excited on this morning. Pastor Trish got me excited this morning. Okay, that's another conversation. Most people. All right, let's get to the message on this morning, y'all. All right. All right, God. Let's go. God is not finished yet.
Thank you.
Let me get back to the spirit.
That's it.
Okay. All right, guys. Let's go. Let's go to the scripture here. 1 Samuel chapter number 30, verse number 1 through 10. Now, it says 3 days later, when David and his men arrived home at their town of Ziklag, they found the Amalekites had made a raid into the Negev and the Ziklag, and they had crushed Ziklag and burned it to the ground. They had carried off the women and the children and everyone else, but without killing anyone. Verse 3. It says, when David and his men saw the ruins and realized what had happened to their families, they wept until they could weep no more. They seen something with their eyes that caused them to forget about the God that we serve. They seen something with the natural eye that caused them to see only far as what they could see.
Come on now.
If all you can see is what you see, then that's all you can have. But when you can see beyond what you see, then you can have everything beyond what you see. If all you can see is what you see, then you're confined to that thing that you see. But when you can see beyond what you see, then you can have all that can be. I felt like Shakespeare right there.
Okay.
Verse number 5, it said, David, two wives, Ahinoam and Jezreel, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal from Carmel, were among those captured. David was now in great danger Watch this, because all his men were very bitter about losing their sons and daughters.
Wow.
And they began to talk of stoning
wow.
him.
Wow, wow, wow.
Watch what David does. It says, but. Somebody say but.
But
David found strength in the Lord his God.
Thank you, Lord.
Some of us, we get to going through things. We're looking for everything outside of God to give us strength.
I put a post
on Facebook the other day, and I said, I don't see how we do this life without God. Because God is not a supplement, but God is an essential. God is not a supplement. He's not a supplement like, okay, I'll take a number four, and you can add God on there with it. No, or you can give me a number four, supersize it, give me a cookie on the side, and a kid's meal, and that's it. But no, God is essential. God is essential in your life. You heard me say you can live days without water, you can go weeks without food, but you can't go a second without hope. You can't go a second without God on your side and in your life. He is essential. It says that David went through all of that stuff when the people turned on him. When the army came and took everything from him, his wives, the goods, and the spoils, and all those things. It says that David found his strength in the Lord his God. To the other men, it says they wept till they could weep no more. They even turned on their leader, and it says they stoned, they were ready to stone him and kill him. And it says, but you know what their first mindset was? That was it. But you know what David said? David said, God is not finished yet.
Yes.
It says that David found strength in the Lord his God.
Yes.
In verse 7 it says, then he said to Abiathar, the priest, bring me the ephod. So Abiathar brought it. Verse 8. Then David asked the Lord. This is what David asked the Lord, because David had the mindset, God is not finished yet. They may have took all my stuff. They may have took all my goods. They may have took some family members away from me. They may have taken all of that
stuff.
But I know what God told me. God told me that his plans were to prosper me and not to harm me.
Yeah.
So they taken all that stuff, and God was going to do something to replace it.
Yeah.
And so David knew that in this matter, I don't know who I'm talking to. You may be in a situation right now where you lost some stuff. You lost some things. You lost some people. You may have lost a job, finances, whatever. But God told you that his plans was to prosper you and not to harm you. You got to tell yourself this story is to be continued, and God is not finished yet. It doesn't matter what it looks like, what it sounds like. You got to tell yourself over and over, God is not finished yet. As they say, he's never too early. He's never too late. He's an on-time God. He's an on-time God. It says, David asked the Lord, should I chase after this band of raiders? Will I catch them? And the Lord told him, yes, go after them. I love this. And then God gave him a promise. He says, you will surely, not you might, not if, not maybe, I'm not sure. That stuff. He says, surely we'll recover everything that was taken from you.
Amen.
I'm going to pause for the calls real quickly, and I want to tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to recover everything in this month that the enemy took from you, unfortunately,
yeah.
to the pivot point. You're going to recover everything in this month that the enemy stole from you the first 11 months of the year. Y'all miss a good time to shop right there. Some of us have lost some stuff. Some of us have been robbed from some stuff from us. Some of us have not obtained some stuff. Y'all missed a shout moment. I'm telling you that God is going to. That's why I need you to get back in the game. That's why I need you to get back in the game. Because God, I believe that God is going to do something in this month. It's going to make you forget about what happened in the first 11 months of the year. If you believe that, you ought to clap your hands. You ought to hop shout, thank you, Lord, for bringing me back my stuff. You ought to tell God, thank you for returning back my stuff.
My new book, The 40 Days of Impact Devotional for Men, is here. I'm super excited to share this book with all my men. Guys, this book was created with you in mind. Get ready for 40 days of the most impactful topics that we as men face daily, such as decision-making, character, and being the kingdom man God needs you to be. This book is loaded. Grab your copy today on Amazon, The 40 Day Impact Devotional for Men, written by me, Pastor Garrett Morissette.
Yes, God. He says, surely. Surely you're going to recover everything that was taken from you. Surely you're going to get back everything that was taken from you. Come on, y'all work with me real quick. Y'all fill in the blank. Y'all fill in the blank. If a job was taken from you unrightfully, you are surely getting something even better back.
Yes.
If some finances was taken from you, you are surely going to recover all plus more. If premature relationships was taken and ended, you are surely going to get better ones back.
Yeah,
if you miss divine appointments, you are surely going to walk into even more divine appointments in this season. If you just get back in the game. If you call on the Lord, your God, who give you strength, you are surely going to recover all and everything that was taken from you. Verse 9. I got to get through this. Verse 9. Says David asked the Lord. So David and his 600 men set out, and they came to the brook Besor. David set out. It says the 200 of them were too exhausted to cross the brook. So David continued the pursuit with 400 men.
Come on now.
Read that again. God, that's rich right there. I'm going to unpack that right there. He said, but 200 of the men were too exhausted to cross the brook. So David continued the pursuit with 400 men. So David lost some stuff. David lost 200 men. Now to the natural eye, like when we lose things like that, like $200, 200 people, 200 or something, like we're gonna notice that stuff. And a lot of times we may say, okay, well I gotta go back and I gotta start over. I gotta do some things different. I gotta go back over here. I gotta recruit some more stuff. I gotta do all of this stuff. But listen, let me tell you something. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This ain't in my notes, but it's on my heart. Listen, but David was not caught up on what he lost. David wasn't moving on. David wasn't moving on the men because it said that 600 just went with him. David was not moved by them. David was not moved by the men and all that stuff. David was moved by the word of God. David was moved by the word of God. The word of God is what ushered David to pursue a whole army. Watch this. David pursued a whole army with only 400 men. Tell me where they do that at.
Come on now.
Tell me what they do to that. He's pursuing the whole army with only 400 men. Why? Because he got a word from the Lord.
Word.
He got a word from the Lord. I'm telling you, sometimes you don't need all that stuff. All you need sometimes is only a word from the Lord. All you need sometimes is a word from the Lord. David was in a situation where all he had was a word from the Lord. I don't know how this is going to get done. I don't know how we're going to get there. I don't know how we're going to get out of this stuff back. But all I know is the Lord said, pursue them and surely, not a maybe, not a might. He says, but surely you're going to recover everything that was taken from you. All he had was a word. I'm going to tell somebody right now. You think you need all that stuff. You think you need all that people. You think you need all of that stuff. All you need is a word from the Lord. So watch this. Thank you, Lord. Watch this. The word of the Lord is what's going to bring you everything that you need to go with you. Not your charismatic being so good. Not you going out recruiting people. Not you doing like trying to make everything happen. Not you trying to make a way. Not none of that stuff. Only thing you need is a word from the Lord. That's the first thing you got to have on any endeavor, any assignment that you're on. Anything that you need right now, you got to get a word from the Lord first. You ain't got to try and pursue all this stuff. The word of the Lord, standing on God's word, is what's going to bring everything that you need to complete the assignment that God has given you. It says they were like, imagine this. Watch this. Like in the first couple of verses, it says that when they came back, it says, and seeing that everything was gone, they was ready to stone David. They was ready to kill David and all of this stuff. And then the next couple of verses, David has a talk with the Lord. He didn't try and convince them, y'all come on with me. And this. David didn't try and do none of that stuff. David says, I'm going to go to the one who can help me solve the problem. I'm going to go to the one that can make all things right. I'm going to go to the one that can turn water into wine. I'm going to go to the problem solver. I'm going to go to the one that makes a way out of no way. I'm going to go to the one that spoke to a formless earth and says, let there be. And everything that he said in the beginning of the sentence, it happened at the end of the sentence. David says, I'm going to go to the one who can encourage me. I'm talking to somebody right now. If you need some encouragement in your life, if you need something to happen in your life, if you need to go take your stuff back, if they won't go with you, you don't have to worry about them. Your first thing you need to do is you need to go see what the Lord says about you. You got to go see what the Lord says about it. David says, sure shall I pursue these raiders? Shall I go after them? Then he says, will you go with me? Will you allow me to catch up? Will you do this? David went to the one who was able to do anything but fail. David says, shall I pursue? And the Lord says, surely. Surely.
Thank you, Lord.
You're going to recover all.
My God.
Come on. I'm telling you, in this season that you may be in right now, you may have had some people that was walking with you. You may have had some friends that was hanging with you. You may have had some things that you had. And it says 200 of the men were too exhausted to carry on. I believe we have some people in this house that saying, no, God, I'm not too exhausted.
Amen.
We're going to complete the race. We're going to complete the work that you have given us to do. I need you to get back in the game. 400 of those men, their why was bigger than the pressure that they felt. That why was bigger than the pain. 400 of those men, they said, let's go. Let's go. We can do this.
We can do it.
I believe that God has a remnant in this house that he has raised up for this time and this season.
Yes.
That says you are ready to take back your stuff.
Yes.
You are ready to go get back everything that the enemy stole from you in those first 11 months. You're not tapping out right now. You're not saying, oh, I'll be glad when 2024 come in.
Mm.
Because God still has time to do some amazing stuff in this season right now that we're in. God is looking for a few people who faith fails them not in this season. That knows that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Yeah.
And they know that Psalms 84:11 says that God will hold no good things that are called to him and walk upright on a call according to his purpose. God is not going to withhold any good thing from you.
Thank you, Lord.
He is not going to withhold it.
Yes,
and if it does go away, guess what? God says, surely.
Surely.
Surely. He's going to get it all back.
Yeah.
Surely you're going to get it all back in this season.
Back.
Surely you are going to get it all back in this season.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My God.
Verse number 18. Let's skip down to verse number 18 real quickly. I skipped out of details. I just want to get in. I got to raise up out of here in a few minutes, but I just want to jump to the. I just want to jump to the end of the story real quick. Now, I told you the beginning of the story. I ain't give y'all the details. I want to jump to the end of the story real quick. David went through all that stuff, had a conversation with God, went to God first, made God his first response, not his last resort. Right? Know how we do sometimes? Like we make everything like we put how they say like we put the cart before the horse. Like how we do sometimes? Like we start doing stuff, then on the back end of it, we go ask God to bless it. God's not obligated to bless anything that you start.
You started it.
But he's obligated to bless everything that he started.
That's right.
He's obligated to bless everything that he's told you to do. Everything that he told you, God is obligated to it. He's obligated to it. He's obligated to it.
Yes.
So David made God a first response and not a last resort. And so watch this.
Watch this.
He made him a first resort and not a last resort. And so watch this. So when David took off after the whole army with all the 400 men, I just imagine now in my crazy way of thinking, if he went after an army with over 400 men, that probably meant he was outnumbered. That probably meant that on paper, like, this ain't going to work out too good.
Come on now.
This probably meant, like, man, like, it's a slew of them over there. And, like, it's only 400 of us.
Mm.
Like, on paper, that just doesn't make sense. But you know why it was successful? Because he started out with God. So when he got in this, watch this, God was obligated to be with him. God was obligated, watch this, God was obligated to perform his word. David was going to get his stuff back no matter what. If out of the 600 men, 599 had left. You know what was going to happen? David was going to get back everything that was taken from him. Why? Because God gave him a word in the beginning and said, surely you're going to get back everything that was taken from you. All you need is a word from the Lord before you take off and start doing anything. Any endeavor that you're in right now, anything that you want to pursue, go talk to the Lord and see what he says about it. He says, do I need to do this? Will I get all my stuff back? So David was going with the word of the Lord.
My God.
He was going with the word of the Lord. Verse 18 says, it says, David got back everything the Amalekites had taken, and he rescued his two wives. He got back everything. It said, watch this. It says,
nothing
means nothing, y'all.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing was missing. Nothing small or great. When I read this, I just had the imagery of, you know how it is. Like, we have, like, I have a pocket full of change sometimes, and you may have, you know, a dollar worth of change, pennies, nickels, quarters. You know how you missed a penny. You're like, oh, it's just a penny. It says
nothing.
Nothing was missing.
Nothing
was missing. Nothing too small or great was missing. He got back everything.
Glory.
I just imagine that if they came to the camp, I'm talking about even the sand they picked up, their shoes picked up off the ground. It says he got everything back. So he even got that back. He got back everything. I'm telling you that everything that the enemy took from you, your mental health, physical health. I'm talking about not just the tangible things. Talking about even the intangible things. I'm telling you the things that you cannot see. Telling you if they took your peace, you getting your peace back in this season. You get everything back in this season. It says nothing was missing, small or great, son or daughter, nor anything else that had been taken. David bought everything. David bought everything back. I'm going to say that one more time for the person in the back. David bought everything back. I'm telling you that you get everything back in this season. Everything that the enemy took from you, everything that the enemy stole from you. I'm talking about your peace, your sanity, everything. You get it all back in this season. Why? Because God is not finished yet. God is not finished yet. God is not finished yet. So real quickly, I'm going to get this to you now, and I'm done. Okay, real quickly. Five things that you can't allow to block your deliverance. Five things that you can't allow to block what God is trying to do. Five things, real quickly. Number one is this. Your current position. You can't allow your current position to block what God is trying to do. You cannot allow your current position to block your deliverance and what God wants to do. Some of us are in a position where we think we should be farther. We think we're not far enough. And God says, where you are is not the end of your story.
That's right.
Thank you.
It's to be continued. God is not finished yet. Don't put a period where God wants to add a comma.
Yes.
David, so watch this. I'm going to say this and I'm going to keep going. David didn't allow his current position to stop him from pursuing. Get that? David didn't allow what he was at the current moment. David was in a position where the men had turned on him. They was ready to stone him. They was in a tough situation. He was in a tough position. But he didn't allow it to stop him from pursuing. So you can't let your current position stop you. The second thing is this, pressure. You can't allow pressure to stop you. You can't allow pressure to stop you. Because David had a lot of pressure. For the sake of time, I can't go back through it, but just read it. I gave you the verses 1-9. Look at all those things. His current position, pressure try to stop it. Number the third thing that you can't allow to stop you is people. They was ready to stone him. They was ready to kill him because of all this stuff. So you can't allow people to stop you. In this season that you're in, it's some people that's going to ride with you. It's some people that's going to get off the bus.
Yeah, right. Come on.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
200 of them got off. 200 of them got off. Y'all worry about one or two. But you know what happened? Verse 18 told us. It says, David got back everything. So the third thing is people. The fourth thing is pain. Number one is your current position. Two is pressure. The third is people. The fourth is pain. Can you imagine how David felt? Losing everything?
My God.
I know how that is. I know how it is to lose some stuff. And it caused a lot of pain. But how many of you know that precious things are made under pressure?
Amen.
If you can look past the pain, then you get to the promise.
Amen.
The fifth thing is this, the past. You can't allow your past to That's stop it. You from walking in your deliverance
right.
of what
That's
God
it.
Has
That's
for
right.
you.
That's
because it.
It
happened. David couldn't take back what happened. You can't take back what happened to you. That's in the past. But what he could control was where he was going.
Mm.
David goes to God and says, Shall I pursue? Don't let your past negatively impact your future. I can't leave you right there. 30 seconds. I'm going to give you this. 30 seconds. 30 seconds and I'm done. You got those five things you can't allow to block you. Now, I'm one of those. I can't leave you in the problem. I got to give you a solution too. Okay, so 30 seconds real quick. You got to write real fast and take a picture real fast. Okay, so four things you need. Four things you got to have for restoration and to walk this thing out. Number one is this. David shows us this. I got this from verses 6 through 10. The first thing you need is this, the help of the Lord.
Yes.
It says David found strength in the Lord. So the first thing you need is the help of the Lord. The second thing you need is godly counsel.
Yes.
Godly counsel. David went to Abiathar, the priest, and said, bring me the ephod. And I'm going to, like, should I do this? And then he goes to God and asks God. He got some godly counsel. I'm telling you, a lot of times we get worldly advice instead of godly counsel. And you know, I gave you the warning. Whenever somebody starts out saying, if it was me, this is what I would do. Whatever you hear, if it was me, run. If it was me, run. So the second thing, he got godly counsel. You find that in verse 7. The third thing he had was God's faithfulness. God's faithfulness. In verse 8, God says, surely you will take back everything. And the fourth thing and the last thing of this is found in verses 9 and 10. The right people on your team. The right people on your team.
Amen.
The right people on your team. Because it said he started out with 600. 200 of them was too exhausted. And they left. They stayed behind. You got to have the right people on your team to do what God called you to do. And walk out everything that God called you to walk out. I believe, as I look around, I believe we have the right people in this house.
Yeah.
On the table. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you the right person? Are you the right person to complete the assignment that God has on your life? God is not finished yet. Get back in the game because God has some great stuff that he still desires to do in this season. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You receive that. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen? Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hey, family. I hope it blessed you. Do us a favor and share this podcast with a friend or family. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts so that we can reach more people across the world. Thanks for tuning in.